Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Today, we're talking about social media. And I've entitled this particular broadcast, Use Social Media, Don't Allow Social Media to Use You. I was recently sharing with a professional associate and friend about my adventures some years ago with Facebook, and specifically sharing with this friend about how in 2017, when I was really growing very weary of using Facebook, I decided to take the first 31 days of January 2017 and manually delete every last one of my connections. And I had, I don't know. I know I at some point had recorded the number, but I know I had, 4,500, some odd Facebook friends. And what had happened kind of prior, or what led to that activity, I had been on Facebook since 2008, early 2008, and I was just really getting sick of it. sick of the busy feed and sick of all the posts, and I had spent at least about 3 years posting all the time, as much as I could, about my network marketing business at the time. And I've since left that particular company or opportunity. But it was just, I was using Facebook specifically so much, and really just grew really tired of the feed, and I was connected, I don't know, even casually, 4,300, 4,500 people that I need to be connected to. I'd say out of that number, probably, honestly, there were probably at least maybe a good 1,500 people that I knew. It was a collection of coworkers, former coworkers, college classmates, high school classmates, middle school classmates, elementary school classmates, former neighbors, people I used to work with, back in the day. It was just, like we all do, it's just a collection of a lot of people that I, were in my life at that time, and who had come through my life, right? Come through there, we'd known each other in some capacity. But I grew weary of looking at everybody's posts. And so I just decided I wanted to start over. So, friends, associates, all of that, uncles, aunts, cousins, everybody was deleted. I just wanted to start fresh, and wanted to be fair about starting fresh, so I decided to just delete everyone. And at that time, I had been using Facebook probably at the height of my use of that platform, sometimes 6 to 8 hours a day. And I always tell people I self-diagnosed myself as being addicted to my Facebook, being addicted to social media. I've never used any other platform to that extent. But at the height of Facebook, I guess, and at the height of my personal experience with it, it was about 6 to 8 hours. That's an addiction, my friends. That's an addiction. If you have to post and you want to see what someone else posts and you want to like and you want to comment and you just, and I realized in that that sometimes with technology and with the platforms and other applications and so forth that are associated with technology, we can end up really, social media is using us instead of us using, and that's not a really good place to be. And so that led to my deletion of 4,000 plus connections, and it was such a wonderful thing, and I probably the best thing that I've ever done in regards to my social media. And as far as my Facebook personal profile, it's the one place with social media that I want some control, and I don't want to be connected to everybody. I'm much more liberal, I guess, with connecting, requesting connection and accepting connections on LinkedIn. Though I'll tell you this, on my Instagram today, someone had followed me on Instagram, and I usually will go to check out people who followed me and look at their profile and see, like, who is this? And wasn't feeling her vibe at all. She looked like she was new to the platform, but just wasn't feeling her vibe. I immediately blocked her. And just a side note in regards to that, I'm more choosy on my personal Facebook profile about who I connect to. But LinkedIn, I am pretty, pretty, I'm not a lion. And the reason I'm not a lion, a LinkedIn user that connects to everyone, is because I'm not feeling everybody. And so if I'm not feeling someone, if I go to their profile and I'm not feeling them, or I look at their picture and their picture's giving me the wrong vibes, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. So, I do believe in following my gut, is what most people call it, in regards to that. So I don't accept everyone's request, and I don't request to be connected with everyone. It's usually because LinkedIn is more about business and career, people who I think sound interesting per their profile or are in a position or field that I find interesting, I will connect with them. But getting back to the heart and soul of the matter, I really do want to encourage you, the listener, to be sure that you have a hold on your social media and that it doesn't have a hold on you. Because it can, sometimes when we are not really fostering healthy relationships offline, we end up looking for that connection and those healthy relationships online. And it's not to say that you can't have great connections and benefit greatly from connections online, for sure. I've had great business opportunities come my way, make connections to people who have become, really good friends of mine offline, from a friend connection, from a follow, from following their live streams or what, being in a group that they're doing on Facebook or what have you. But you still want to just have a grasp of it and ask yourself, number one, are you spending a healthy amount of time on social media? One of the things that I had to check was that the phone would be the first thing that I would grab, and it would be to check my feed. It would be to check to see what's going on, what happened, what's going on Facebook, what did I miss, what did somebody say, what did somebody share, what was the reaction on that post, you know, oh, okay, that was a good reaction on that post, and so forth. I was reaching for Facebook before I was reaching for God, and that was like a check for me. It's like, you know, as my brother and I were discussing today about first fruits, my first fruits were going to Facebook, for heaven's sake. And that had to be checked very, very quickly. Social media is great when it's in its proper place. And it can just very easily become a place that you're going for, you know, validation, acceptance, friendship, companionship, all types of things that I'm not saying that, again, there can be a mix of that, but if you don't have any healthy relationships or connections offline and you're looking for all of that online, there's something to take a look at and assess, because, you know, it's very easy for that to get out of control, you know, very quickly. People sometimes they post too much. You know, everything that happens, as soon as it happens, they want to share it. And we just have to really be cautious and careful. The other thing that kind of helped check me with my social media was that one of my brothers, you know, he said, please do not post this on Facebook, you know, family outings or whatever. I don't want my face on Facebook. I don't want my picture on Facebook. I had a couple of other close friends who felt that way, and several close friends who have never ventured into the platform to this day. And that made me think, and it gave me pause, you know. And I said, wow, you know, everyone's not into this. And everyone's not into this social media thing. They don't have cause to be. And, you know, I kind of analyzed, it's like almost every outing, every dinner with every friend, every place that you go, every meal that you have does not need to be captured on social media. Some of these pictures, some of these moments, some of these events, capture them, but not for social media to see, but for you to enjoy, for you and your family, you and your group of friends. And I think some people get caught up and they don't even realize that they're living for social media to some extent. It's like where I go, what I do, how I dress, what I'm putting on, you know, the places I choose to go. It's so, this is going to make a good social media post. You know, if that's you, you know if that's you. If you're caught up in the vanity metrics, you know, as a business owner, there's some regard. You'll look at some things, of course, for marketing purposes. But, you know, if you're just looking to see how many likes, how many comments, you know, you're looking for validation from essentially strangers. And that means that social media has a hold of you instead of you having a hold of it. And so I want to encourage you to analyze on today, what is your relationship with social media, and is it healthy? Is it healthy, or does it need to be reassessed and readdressed? Some things need to be done to make it a healthier tool for you to utilize. You've been tuned in to Tailored for Success with your Win at Work Ticket to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. To learn more about my mission, my message, and the services that I provide to serve and support career professionals and entrepreneurs alike, I invite you to go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Until next time, dear friends, remember this: your best is yet to come. Take great care. Bye-bye.